Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dale and Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Cam's sitting there hitching three times, taking forever. Throw it to your back. Tom Brady did this forever. Just dump it. Don't make a bad play worse by trying to escape the pocket can create when there's nothing there to be created. And this one I just don't understand. This is almost like the yips. It comes out of his hand a little strange. He misses a hitch route, a locked hitch route, by 9 yards. If you look at the elbow, his hand, his palm is against the football. He does not grip it with his fingers, but the ball comes out really, really poorly with the nose down.
That was Greg McElroy on Get Up. Welcome to the fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart is with us as well. I found it interesting because when we had Keyshawn on at 11 o'clock this morning, Keyshawn Johnson even said, I don't know what's wrong with him. You know, he's just, there's something going on. And McElroy called it the yips. Tom E. Curran, who will join us on tomorrow's show. NBC Sports Boston had an article entitled, Cam Has the Yips. We've seen it happen in golf. We've seen it happen in baseball. We've seen it happen in basketball with free throw shooters. Have we ever seen it happen in football?
I can't remember, like, a quarterback. Because I think part of why you don't see it in football is because things do happen so fast that
right.
You normally don't have time to think. And
right.
You look at all the other moments, it's the easiest play in baseball, second base to first base, typically. I mean, you'll occasionally see, like John Lester couldn't throw it to first. You remember
right.
that one? And, like, there's pitcher-catcher issues.
Rick Ankiel just
Ankiel
lost the ability
it. Right.
to throw to the plate.
But he couldn't throw strikes. I mean,
right.
he just had no idea where it was going.
And then you talk about, you know, free throw shooters. Nick Anderson was one of those guys who was a good free throw shooter, missed some clutch ones in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden was, like, awful at it. You're like, okay, that was clearly mental.
But those, you're right, those all start with, like,
it's all
too
mental.
Much time,
yeah.
too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a putt that I can think about forever and overanalyze. You know, when the bullets are quote-unquote
Remember
unquote,
when
flying.
Sergio Garcia would stand over the shot and he'd just waggle for, like, 30 straight seconds.
Yeah, like, what is this?
It's like he didn't want to swing the club.
Yeah. But it's when you're, it's kind of when you're all alone and it's just on you and it's something that normally comes natural to these guys and then it doesn't.
Right.
And
we're talking about one of the great athletes of his generation.
Yeah.
Oh,
a guy
God,
who
yeah.
can, he's big, he can run, he can, the arm was strong, he can run you over, run around, whatever. And now all of a sudden,
it's
when
weird.
He has a chance to just display that, his athleticism, be the best guy on the field. The bottom is fine, and that's why you get people overanalyzing it, too. Like, oh, is his shoulder hurt? Oh, is his foot mechanics off? Is this off?
But well, and to your point, here's Josh McDaniels from earlier today talking about a simple thing which doesn't make a lick of sense for a great NFL quarterback, but seems to be the case here with Cam Newton.
Yeah, sometimes I think, you know, maybe more coincidence than planning. But again, relative to being right-handed, left-handed in the formationing, you know, setting the protection certain ways could certainly impact where the ball ends up going. There's certainly no intent on just, you know, putting the ball in a certain spot on the field. So we were aware of that, and you know, we'll make sure that we do the right things. I think the most important thing is to do the right thing based on the team you're playing and the matchups you have, and you know, we'll see how that all plays out this week.
And yet, over the last two games, he's thrown the ball to the right side three times total.
which is weird.
That is bizarre.
I mean, they call it the blind side, like the left side. Like, you're right-handed. I can see the field better over there. I can throw over there. It is. It's very strange. Now, Cam has fueled this, right? Keyshawn thinks it's a setup, right? But Cam has fueled this by saying, I'm in my own head. I'm thinking too much. Like that, when we're in the media, you crack a door, we're going to kick the door open and talk about that. Usually we're left to body language, right? Oh, how's Brady's body language?
Oh, he looks depressed over there.
Oh, he's sulking because of this. He's sulking because of that. He's protesting this. No. Cam told us, I'm thinking too much. I'm in my head. Wow, you just threw raw meat out and let all the dogs pounce on the raw meat.
It is weird, though, because you're probably thinking, well, he hasn't had a lot of throws. Well, in the last two games, it's been 40 pass attempts, and so three is pretty alarming. You know, it's three out of 15.
Really.
It's three out of 40, and you're like, that something has to change there. I do think play calling is a big part of it, but he's not just missing the short throws. Like, I think the yips.
No, he's
missing
everything.
And I'm not saying he doesn't have the yips, because he might. He's never been the most accurate guy.
No.
But he misses the short passes, but he's also missing the long ones and the intermediate ones and like everything. You know, all the passes he's missed.
Yeah, it's not like he's holding on to it looking for the long ball and then he's nailing some nice long balls. Nope, he's missed.
No.
Damier Bird, remember the interception, then the underthrown one. He missed this week, and now Jacoby Myers got his feet tangled and it turned into a pick. But the long stuff, it's not even like he's waiting for the long stuff, because remember that was a talking point that in the Norv Turner year, when he turned him into sort of a short passer,
his completion percentage went way up.
And PFF was saying, though, it was sort of fool's gold because you took away what Cam was good at, which was plays down the field.
That's a good point.
Well, he's not doing either now.
No. Well, and what you're left to do is almost try to figure out, okay, to Andy's point, we know he's a great athlete. We know he's been an MVP in the National Football League. He didn't forget how to play football, but something's going on here. There was this exchange between the Globe's Ben Volen and Bill Belichick.
It's been hard not to notice that his play has slipped ever since he came down with the virus and he's returned from it. Is there any concern that maybe he still is not completely recovered from the virus or still showing some effects of it or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any... I mean, we would list that on the injury report if there was, but I don't think he's had any symptoms the whole way.
You know what jumped out at me? He didn't do one of those, what, are you kidding me? You know, it was, I don't think so.
Right. Maybe they need to get him a cognitive test.
I don't know.
This is a thing I've read stories about, the coronavirus fog, or these people that recover, but they feel like their memory is not the same, or they have sort of early onset Alzheimer's type issues. Google it, Rich Keith. You're making a face.
I honestly don't know.
Maybe Bill
about
didn't
it.
Think of it. Maybe Bill's like, geez, let's get this guy a
Wait
test.
Wait a minute. Let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out if he's processing things.
So Belichick was on OMF on Monday, as he is, you know, every Patriots Monday, and was asked if Cam Newton is still the guy, quote unquote.
I think he's our best player there, and so. You know, again, there are other problems offensively. There are other things that we need to do better, and that's what we're going to work on. I think we have our best players out there.
Scares the hell out of me. Reminded me very much. Now, maybe people didn't pay attention to it this year. It was kind of a lost season, but it reminded me of former Red Sox manager Ron Renicky, who once said this.
Well, not really. I mean, who do we have that we can say that we're going to put in that's going to be better than Ryan?
You talk about Ryan Weber.
Yes.
Ryan Weber.
Who's better than Ryan Weber? And initially you'd say, well, isn't it? You know what? No.
Sorry to disappoint.
You know, I guess you don't have anybody better than Ryan Weber. And so saying Cam's the best quarterback on the Patriots is not a compliment at all.
And to say our best guys are out there.
That means our best.
Now, if you're talking about your offensive line, I'll buy it.
Yep.
If you're talking about
some of the running backs,
your running backs, I might buy it. But if you're talking about your wide receivers and your quarterback, and these are the best you got.
It is. It speaks volumes of it. It was an interesting approach to take the greatest quarterback and greatest tight end in the history of football, and you knew it was going to be tough to replace him, so you decided not to.
So you didn't.
You just said, skip it.
It's a creative approach. You're never going to replace it, so don't try.
I would have done it differently. I would have done it differently in both cases.
You might have tried to replace them?
I would have tried to maybe draft
them. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
To be fair, we are only, a few weeks removed from, remember the national guys? If I'm an NFL owner, I want to know how you let Cam Newton fall in Bill Belichick's lap with the Patriots. Not to mention,
well,
Wiggy
that was
saying,
That was followed by Wiggy saying, "Give him $130 million." Dollars
Wiggy's an emotional ex player, like he's a Boston bred, like that whole thing.
I admit, I was in on Cam Newton. I was happy when they signed him. I was surprised other teams didn't. I was happy after the first couple of weeks. I made excuses for the third week because it was a win and on down the line. But it has been so bad since, and I do think, especially at the quarterback position, you get what you pay for. That has to be a reality there. How many teams?
I tried to tell y'all Cam Newton wasn't real.
How many teams can sign a guy to be their starting quarterback who makes less than most backups and be like, yeah, he'll be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback?
And truthfully, I said it at the time, so this isn't second guessing on my part. The only reason they signed him, I felt, was that his price dropped to a certain point. It's not like Belichick said, damn it, we got to get Cam Newton in here. He's the best we can. How much?
But I think what's
all right, we'll sign him.
What's also scary is, in my mind, they had Stidham and Hoyer, and they knew that the last remaining quarterback would still be better. They're like, who cares? Maybe Cam Newton signs and Winston doesn't, we'll take Winston. Maybe Winston signs and Dalton doesn't,
Andy
we'll take Dalton.
Andy Dalton comes in
Nick Foles, like all these guys, we'll just take whoever's left, and they'll be the best guy.
Right.
And they'll
musical
be cheap
chairs.
Because everybody else is already spoken for, so that guy will have nowhere else to go. It happened to be Cam Newton, but it could have been any of those guys, and that apparently was the plan.
But now, so, if I'm those GMs, now's their opportunity to say, this is why I didn't sign.
Correct.
You want to call me owner? Because I'll call you back. Cam Newton is now what? Yeah. He has started 5 games here. He had started 8 games previously. He's 2-11 in his last 13 NFL starts over 3 seasons. Maybe he, Parcells,
this,
Dale,
this is
your
not
guy.
An aberration. This is a trend.
You are what your record says you are.
Yes.
Like Tom Brady, forget the details over his career. What does Tom Brady do?
He wins.
Win. Yeah. You're going to win 12 games a year. He might have a good O-line and bad receivers. Good receivers, bad, whatever. Cam Newton, in multiple cities,
but
multiple
thought,
situations, is now 2-11.
I know, but the multiple city thing, I think, is in his favor. I'm like, all right, you're getting away from Ron Rivera and the Panthers? Great.
Yeah.
Like
Ron Rivera won this week.
Ryan Tannehill, he used to be a loser. Yeah, with Adam Gase and Joe Philbin and the PC principal. No wonder he lost. Baker Mayfield lost all the time. Yeah, with Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens,
right,
and Grim Williams.
Right, but then when you move him,
of course he lost.
And he loses again in ugly fashion.
Tannehill
you
doesn't.
Start. No. If you do, you've moved Cam Newton. So
oh,
he was
know, but,
0-8. Oh, it was injuries. It was Carolina. Oh, he'll be fine here. Now he's losing games.
But the Patriots
at some point, you say, remember when he said he points with thumbs, not
thumbs.
Fingers?
Yeah,
he's
nice
right.
Nice
he's
line.
Right. Or go to the mirror and use your fingers.
Well, and he also told Greg Hill that on his way home, he thought, and I'm paraphrasing, if I don't turn this thing around, this is going to be permanent.
He's right. I would have
done it this week. And I at halftime of the game on Sunday, I tweeted out, I'd go to Stidham now. Took Bill about 4.5 minutes into the third to say, okay, I'm going to go to Stidham now. I would have gone to Stidham this week. Rich would not. He'd give him one more week. But if they have another stinker on Sunday, not only is it done for Cam Newton, I release him on Monday.
Wow.
Because what am I going to do with him here?
Well, I guess if Stidham gets hurt, what do you want to go to Hoyer the rest of the year?
You can't be irresponsible, the word Bill used for the Colts when they went on the suck for luck
Cam,
train.
Cam's going to be real up for this backup quarterback job,
but
right?
But wait a minute.
he can win it back in 2 weeks.
And he has handled himself really well in those areas.
Yes, he absolutely
those,
has.
Like, I said this to Mutt last night. If he played half as well as he answers questions, you'd be fine, right? Because he has nailed the hell out of that part of the job.
Uh-huh.
Post-game Zooms, Greg
He's
Hill
good.
Show.
He's great.
Says all the right things. He's a little bit, remember like
I mean,
Drew?
He should have undressed Jeff Garcia yesterday.
But he doesn't.
He was right.
It's hard to argue with him. He was right. He's Drew Bledsoe at the end. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
He used to always say, I'll say it. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It comes back to me. It's my responsibility of the. And it's a great thing to say.
And you didn't cut
but
him.
When you keep losing, we don't want to hear it anymore. We need you to production based business. Go out there and say the right thing. Then the next week, do the right thing.
He's Chris Sale from 2018 or 2019.
That's what Mutt said. Chris Sale.
That's 100%.
We love these guys that say the right things right up until they stop doing the right things.
Yeah.
Then we don't really give a care what they say because we care about what they do way more.
Arthur's in New Hampshire. Hey, Arthur, how you doing?
Hey, guys. So, you know, last week I called and posed the question, like, so, you know, how many losses and enough of bad play from Cam, when do you say we're putting Stidham in? You guys kind of made me sound like I was a big Stidham cheerleader. But the case is
you might
we know what we got. No, I'm not. I'm not even a Patriots fan. But Well, listen, you know, I think we know what we have with Cam, 2-11. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
And one thing you can say about Stidham, he's not good right now, but he's still somewhat of a rookie, so it's unknown. So at what point, you're 2-4, 2-7, I agree with Dale. I would have Stidham starting this week. Why not? You're wasting time to see what you have to draft. You know what you got from Cam. 2-11 his last 13 starts. You know what you got.
Well, are you still trying to make the playoffs? Do you still think you can win the division? Because if you still are playing for this year,
I think you're telling your whole team that you're done. If you go over. To Stidham right now,
it's over.
So,
doesn't your whole locker room also know what they've seen from Cam Newton? I mean, are the defensive guys standing on the sideline going, "What the hell is that pass?"
But Bill has seen it too, and that's the one problem with your theory, Dale. And you may have to cut him. Bill just said our best quarterback is on the field. His name's Cam Newton. So if you go
that's one of those things that coaches have to say.
Yeah, but then if you bench him, how come your best guy's not playing?
No, if he had said because we believe he gives us the best chance to win,
you can change that later.
Right. You said our best quarterback is Cam Newton. That's why he plays. It's a hard sell next Monday to say, oh, by the way, Jarrett's starting this week. Wait, I heard you on WEEI last week say the best quarterback. What are we doing here? And I would argue, yes, Dale, the players have seen it. And they probably saw enough of what Bill saw that, is it great? Do they have great quarterbacks? No, but Cam is the best of this bunch.
We'll give you our takes on the best teams in the AFC, and that list may have shuffled a little bit based on what happened over the weekend. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart, and it's time to trend.
The most plugged-in Patriots reporter.
If he goes in on Sunday and performs well, it's not him overcoming a great hand issue. And if he doesn't, then there's no hand issue to point to. It's just not executed.
Tom Curran joins Dale and Keefe tomorrow at 1 p.m. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, let's do a little academic exercise here and go around the table.
Uh-oh, Rich is out.
Well,
damn.
Really?
He's not wrong.
Truth is never mean.
Thank you, Dale. Way,
my family is so sick of me saying that around the house now.
Yeah.
It's funny. Well, I spent some time last week with a former coworker down the Cape, and we just had a beer together. And I said something. He goes, I use that with my kids. They're so sick of it. It's spreading.
Oh, yeah.
You should get a t-shirt.
Because it works.
Yeah, it does.
You'll use it. You'll use it at some point.
I don't know.
Or
I try
intentionally
not to say
you won't.
That you say.
Yeah,
you intentionally I'm going to go out of my way.
Will
not,
not
to,
use it. Yep. It works. Dale's a smart man. Mm-hmm. That's why he uses it.
Right, I use it, and they're really sick of me using it. But anyway, all right, let's go back to the academic exercise, which is based on what we've seen through 7 weeks of the NFL season. The best team in the AFC is blank. And I can fairly safely say none of us are going to pick the Patriots.
You're right about that, Dale.
Is Fitzy here?
And Wiggy. I'll start with this one because it's probably going to fall against what you guys are going to do anyway. And I'm telling you, I think it's Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
The only undefeated team still, and they look pretty damn good to me.
You know,
they were really close to potentially being defeated.
They tried to blow that game.
But yeah, they didn't. They
even
did not.
That cutaway that everybody's been using of Ben Roethlisberger after the missed field goal, like, we escaped.
Sigh of relief there. I think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they were the best team coming into the season. Yes, they have one loss, but they're still 6-1. Patrick Mahomes hasn't put up gaudy numbers, but you always know he's capable of it. And out of all the teams that could be down a couple of scores, that they're still very much in the game, it's the Chiefs. And I know Le'Veon Bell played this week, but let's see him get a little bit more accustomed to the team. Their defense certainly isn't great, but it wasn't last year, and they won the Super Bowl. And no team is great. So no team's defense, I should say, is great. So I'll still say the Kansas City Chiefs are the team to beat and are the best team in the AFC.
You know what I love about this show? We don't script it.
No.
Because normally if we scripted
I hate, Rich will tell you, I hate, don't do the show before the show.
Right. And don't script it and be like, oh, well, you know, Dale's going to take the Steelers, so you need to take the Chiefs.
Nope,
so, Andy, you need to, it's the Chiefs. The answer is the Chiefs. It's been the Chiefs since the end of last year. It's
the
Chiefs
the
early this
champions.
Year.
It's a very valid argument on
your
part.
They can play offensively. They made plays defensively this week. The defense made plays for them. They're getting Le'Veon Bell, so they got a little Bradiness to them where they're adding another unique weapon. Their other running back is young, so who knows how good he is later in the year. But I just get back to...
I like Andy Reid more than Mike Tomlin, too, if you want to toss that in there.
All their I love Andy Reid.
Yeah.
But all their competition, maybe not the Steelers. The Steelers are sort of a new horse in this race. They were a little bit back, slow out of the gates, and now they're coming up on the outside.
Yeah.
But all their competition, Tennessee, the Ravens from a year ago, they run the ball. And I still see games, because they've happened so many times, where Patrick Mahomes goes, okay, run the ball. Yeah, you got your lead. Ooh, I'm so scared. I'm going to go
like
to halftime.
They did against
now.
The Bills.
Or the Super
we'll
Bowl.
We'll run for 250 yards against them. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what, in the third quarter, I'll get hot for a little bit. I'll put up 21, and you'll be chasing me. You'll put your little fun running game away, because now you're playing catch-up. They've played that way forever, and at some point, even though you say, well, that's a dangerous way to play. You don't want to start in a postseason game. Why not? I'm Patrick Mahomes. I do it against Lamar Jackson. I do it against Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll do it against Ryan Tannehill. It doesn't matter, because I'm good enough in the end to overcome it. At some point, you just say, yeah, that's what they do, and they do it well.
Right. I also think, now, even in a loss, I came away, because I watched the whole thing, because it was the 1 o'clock game.
And it was the only two undefeated teams left.
Yeah, so it was definitely the game of the week.
Yep.
I'd be more afraid if I was the Chiefs, Ravens, or if another team emerges, like the Bills, or somebody emerges as a contender. I would be more concerned with the Titans than even the Steelers. And that was after a loss. The Steelers built this huge lead. I also thought there was a chance that the Titans, their crazy schedule over the last month could catch up to them. Yep. They had no practices, then they did, and then they played on a Tuesday, then they played the following Sunday, and they won both games, but they smoked the Bills. Then they had that crazy game against the Texans, where they had to come back and win that one, and that was kind of a wild game, for considering how lopsided I thought it could have been. And then they just dug themselves too big of a hole. But to Andy's point, yeah, they want to run the ball mainly, but Tannehill and A.J. Brown can make big plays.
Yep.
And, you know, even Corey Davis has had a good season. So Tannehill can throw it, I think, better than Lamar Jackson can. And also, Roethlisberger is still stupid with the football. He had one pass
but
in the end zone.
But he finally looks like he's, I mean, it's stupid at this stage of his career. Looks like he actually took things seriously.
Well, he does.
Yeah, he's in shape.
He is in better shape. But, yeah. But mentally, I mean,
yep.
He, like,
always
triple coverage in the end zone.
He's
like, yeah, I'll try
Juju.
To squeeze it in here. Yeah, yep. Like, that wasn't going to be completed. And there's nothing good to happen to that. So I think if you're in a close game late, obviously Mahomes is the number one guy I'm taking. And then I'm taking Tannehill. Then I'm taking Roethlisberger out of
okay,
the
so you
Thanos.
Well, we'll get there in a minute. I said after the Kansas City-Buffalo game, if I was the rest of the NFL, that game would scare the hell out of me. Because the Kansas City Chiefs said, no problem, we'll just run it.
Yeah, we'll do whatever we want.
We'll just run, because we already know they can throw. We already know what Patrick Mahomes can do. We know what he's got for weapons on the outside. But I just think, and I've been guilty of it as well, because it's Pittsburgh and because Patriots have always thought poorly of Pittsburgh, because let's be honest, you kind of own them, you know?
No, and I would add you articulated the quarterbacks, sort of ranking the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I'd also do the same thing with the head coaches. Mike Vrabel has proven himself.
Oh, Vrabel's the man.
And I think
he might be the second best coach in the NFL.
You might have to change that wording a little bit at some point.
If I think Belichick is the best whoever was.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean he's the best now.
No, and I'm not talking about now.
Jerry Rice was the best that ever was. You wouldn't run to line up now. Bill can lose a fastball, just like Pedro can lose a fastball, anybody else. And Vrabel has proven himself time in and time out for like a year and a half, 2 years
now.
Stuff
that he does
is Belichickian.
It is.
It's pretty smart, isn't it?
Yes.
Very smart.
So if I'm ranking the coaches, Vrabel's up there. Andy Reid finally got the monkey off his back. He's always been a great coach, but he had those little blips and end of game and time management.
Oh, time management stuff was awful.
I'm not a Mike Tomlin guy.
I think
it's so funny, because if you look at his extended window of relatively consistent success, even last year, he loses his quarterback and he's got two crap bum quarterbacks fighting through the year to be on the verge of a playoff spot late in the year. I put him and Ben together. I don't trust them with the game on the line.
And it's valid. All right, Scheim, get it over with.
The Tennessee Titans are the best team in the game.
Of course.
It's not even a joke.
I honestly don't hate it, Scheim. I'm just going Chiefs, but I have Titans too.
I think it's Tennessee. I think it's Pittsburgh. I think it's KC, and then I think it's Baltimore. I don't see how the Tennessee can just do it in any way they want to. Derrick Henry wants to run for 200 yards, sure. Tannehill wants to throw for 350, sure. Hell, they can even do both in the same game. Like, this team, and
Kansas
on top
City
of that.
Can?
No, they cannot do both in the same game.
Yes, they can.
Not
I
both
mean, they
in
have.
The same gun. Not gone. Both in the same game.
And they also haven't had Le'Veon Bell suit up yet.
They've no other team in NFL history has ever had a quarterback throw for 350 and a running back run for 200 in the same game.
You don't
Nobody.
Think the Chiefs can run the ball with Le'Veon Bell or CEH?
Not as successfully as the Titans, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, you are in that position
Derrick
where
Henry's
the Titans
a beast.
Are
I was
going to
say, they can't do it as well as Derrick Henry. They can't.
And the
Nobody
can't throw the ball as well as the Chiefs.
They cannot.
The Chiefs
no,
are
Mahomes,
at their best. I mean,
right,
that's just the reality.
That's why I have
but they're
the
both
Chiefs.
Capable, in my
yeah.
opinion.
But I think
Tannehill is getting to the point where even people like me need to say, hey, he can
he's
throw
good.
The ball.
He's good.
The Miami stuff was the Miami stuff. Forget about that. He's moved on.
I think the combination of Tannehill, Henry, and Mike Vrabel is the best three-person combination out of any of the teams remaining.
And yet you haven't seen Le'Veon Bell. So we
I don't care about Le'Veon Bell. It's irrelevant to me.
Well,
he's going to be good.
You just dismissed your own opinion, though.
No, he won't.
If you say you don't care about seeing an all-pro player land with the best offense in football,
he's not an all-pro player.
You
don't
know. You don't know that.
He's not an all-pro
player. So the fact that you dismiss it before you see it devalues your entire opinion. Play the music.
When was the last time Bell was good?
Thank you.
When he was on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How many years ago was that?
3 years ago.
So when I tried to tell you Josh Gordon was still good, you laughed in my face.
No, no.
Now Le'Veon Bell is still good?
But if you told me you didn't need to see it, you didn't care to see it, I would not.
Years ago or 4 years ago, he also
sat out a year.
Then he played with the Jets last year, and then the Jets again this year.
Right.
So
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
All right, 3 full years ago.
3 full years ago.
Okay.
This is why we don't involve you in the academics.
As a running back.
So he's fresh is what you're saying.
So he's got fresh legs.
This year. It's confusing.
He's only
20.
He's not even going to be the lead running back in his system.
Okay, yeah. But I don't care what the result. The fact that you said, I don't care to see it, like you don't
because
think
it doesn't matter. It's an irrelevant.
Oh, that's right. Running backs don't matter, except you built your whole foundation in Tennessee around
a backup running back doesn't matter.
Shime, you got to back away because we got to go here.
Yeah.
Because what else you got's coming up next, including Jerry Jones losing his cool on his Dallas radio appearance this morning. Wait till you hear
this. Did they drop him again?
Oh, it's coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy.
We touched on it earlier. All the world saw DK Metcalf put one of the great hustle plays on tape the other night.
Loved it. Loved everything about it.
And, you know, we all love DK Metcalf more for having seen that hustle and that effort from a stud receiver who's probably going to be a superstar. How about the guy on the other side of that play who's a stud superstar defensive player? Wouldn't it be nice to know what he was thinking as the play unfolded? Hmm.
Hit.
Those feet.
Yeah. How'd he catch my ass? What the?
And you watch it again, really focus on the end. He clearly is doing the Ty Law watching on the big screen, and he sees the gap closing, and he, like, throws his hand up to protect himself at the very last minute, because he clearly thought, I'm gone. I'm going to score.
Fast, strong man.
All right. Sounds like a choo-choo train picking up speed.
Which was more impressive, that play or the Ben Watson play?
Metcalf, by far.
Yeah, Metcalf.
Well,
no question.
Watson's so much bigger, and you know,
I don't know if he's
fast.
Much bigger.
Watson had a better angle, though. He came
and Metcalf
like, all
had to recover like 15 yards.
Yes,
easy.
And he passed other guys that were giving up
the
frame. Like I like that. Like when he's going to be special. When you, I can tell you, blend elite talent with that kind of drive
for
and want to. Good luck, Lee.
Gil Brandt tweeted out one yesterday of Larry Allen, the All-Pro Hall of Fame guard.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
That guy, he was chasing down a linebacker, but still, he's a guard, and he was hauling. It was one of the more impressive things I've seen.
What the f***?
Yeah.
What else you got?
Same response.
All right, so it is Halloween week, although Halloween, let's be honest, is probably
canceled.
Not going to be Halloween for most folks around here. But it takes you back to the Patriots. Bill Belichick in his office with Randy Moss talking about Halloween.
You're not interested in that, are you?
In what?
Halloween party. Well, this is what it is.
We're dressed as the devil.
No, that's what we're doing.
You might win the damn prize.
Trying to, you know, get us a little DJ, get us a roller rink, and, you know, have us a good night. But like I said, you're more than welcome. This is Halloween. I mean, we don't go out no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we still have that
holiday. It's a great holiday.
Yeah,
it's
you know
a great
what I'm
holiday.
Saying? So we're
candy and costume.
Yeah.
How can you beat that?
Right.
Look at this guy.
Wow.
Man, y'all crazy, man.
The music, when you hear the music, it's Bill Belichick and Linda Holiday rollerblading. And he's got the whole pirate costume thing going.
It's probably my favorite mic'd up thing of the 20 years involving Belichick.
Yes.
It honestly is, because, first of all, I love Randy Moss. But then him trying to describe to him, like, we're going to have a DJ, like a little roller rink. And then
you're
Belichick's
more than
like,
welcome, but I know you won't want to do
he's
it.
He's like, well, candy and costume? Who doesn't like that? You're
Bill,
like,
Bill even best. Starts out, like, edgy.
Yeah.
The voice that Bill starts is like the OMF voice when Lou asks a question.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you don't want me to come.
And then when like, no, Randy describes seriously. It, he's yeah. like, what's better than that? Like, he almost goes to the Keyshawn like, voice where right. he's like, yeah, what's better than that?
That does sound
holiday.
Fun. Thanks for inviting me, and I'll be there. What can I bring?
What else you got?
All right, Rich.
Well, Jerry Jones does a weekly radio appearance on 105.3
Which
The Fan down in Dallas.
I understand it's like Cam Newton levels in Dallas.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's yeah. like must listen to.
And it tests sure their is. Drop system at times. He Remember, is, the whole station yes. went down at one point.
Yeah.
He did cuss a few times. And you can imagine things are going really well with the Cowboys this season. Yeah. So Jerry was in a great mood today.
Does your team have a leadership void?
Where in the offensive line? Where you,
just overall when these
but seriously, where would you have a leadership void? Is it an experience void? Is it a talent void? Is it a leadership void? I'm not trying to be cute here. The answer is no. The answer is no.
I'm asking.
There's not a well. Just shut up and let me answer. No.
Jerry, when you go into the locker room, what I'm asking is, do you see the intangibles?
You're not asking me that. I gave you the answer. When I go into the locker room, there's no leadership void in my eyes.
Okay.
Now that's your answer. Let's move on.
Ow. He did. See, that was like me telling Andy to shut up. I felt bad as soon as I said it.
Yeah, but Jerry didn't.
I felt no, he didn't feel bad at all. He
but did, I, no. And I give the guy like there was some dead air. You just told me to shut up.
Oh, so I would shut up. I would have waited 30 seconds before I said another word.
Now, does he own that station?
I think he might. And he also did issue. He did apologize later on in
he
the interview.
Did, which he Rich did. Hates.
Yeah. We don't care about that.
Stick with your guns.
No,
stick with your guns, Jerry. Tell him to shut up.
Shut up and let me answer.
It was a little weird, though. Did you mean the offensive line? That was like on top of his head.
Yeah, the what? Why?
Well, now that you bring it up, is that what you think the biggest problem is? Because you brought it up quick.
They are such a mess. It's hilarious because you have guys anonymously saying how bad Mike McCarthy is and how bad all the coaches are. Then you have other players like Leighton Vander Esch and Sean Lee being like, you're a coward if you don't put your name to it. Right. So they hate each other.
You to all the Dak haters out there, too, by the way.
Stick it.
I told you so.
Well, Dak wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire when he was there.
They weren't making the Super Bowl with
that. 1,600 yards and like...
Now it's about stats again.
Fantasy football.
I know he had yards.
The defense, however, not
so good.
They were not going to make it to the Super Bowl that I predicted.
The exact moment when we needed the tuba sound effect, we didn't.
McCarthy might be one and done, by the way.
He could be, but hey, he cashed in. Got another coaching contract.
Yeah,
got a Super Bowl ring. Can't take that away. Might have to hawk it, but...
We
got to
get out of here. Andy, we'll see you on Thursday.
Indeed, Dale, indeed. Look forward to it.
Tomorrow, Fitzy will be with us. We will talk not only with Tommy Curran, who is a regular with us on Wednesday, but Ian Eagle, who will call the game this weekend, will join us as well. OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Lance is the manse.
That's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.